next item is Mill Pond Commons at Painter's Mill, easement modification, lot 44, John Rowland Trail.
This is a request to modify a side yard utility easement from 5 to 4 feet. Subdivision ordinance requires a 5-foot utility easement on both sides of all interior lot lines. On this lot, a foundation has been poured on lot 44, and it encroaches 1 feet into that 5-foot easement. The developer's requesting the easement be allowed to be reduced. Since this is an RPC, the commission can waive or modify that easement if you so choose. And if you don't agree to it, we're going to cut a foot off because I can't apply to the board.
It'll re-pour.
What impact would this 4 foot have in terms of the utility easement? Would it present a problem in terms of the area being serviced, or?
I wouldn't think so, because it's just more likely going to be underground cable or cable TV or telephone, possibly electric.
So basically, somebody screwed up and they want us to bail them out.
That's a good way of putting it.
That's a very succinct summary.
Is there a building? I got a question.
But foundation's there, and it's in the wrong place.
What about on 45? Is there a house there?
Yeah, that's my question is going to be, what are the setbacks? Is there zero setback on the side yard?
In this case, it was a 10-foot on the rear, the 20 on the front, and the sides were 5, I believe.
Well, so it was. It's so he's
got 10-foot on the front, Gene.
10 on.
Yeah, it looks like
John
10.
John Rowland Trail, and then 20 on that other to the south side.
Well, he's not only is he encroaching into a utility easement, he's encroaching into the setback, right? With the 5-foot setback, and he's 4 feet.
Does this 1 foot create any problems for emergency responders, or specifically firefighting, reducing their access or ability to control a fire?
We'll go back to Mr. Burton's question. Is there a house on 45 now?
I'm not sure. You can defer it, and we could.
Well, my thinking is that because it is a setback issue, that you might consider doing this, but require 6 feet on the lot 45 to give the 10-foot separation between the two houses. That would be my concern if I were lot number 45. Would be that, you know, it's a foot closer to me than it's supposed to be.
You're basically suggesting relocating the easement and making sure that there's a 10-6-foot setback.
Making sure there's 10 feet between the houses.
That way you're moving the easement over.
Yeah.
You got room to move the easement, too. You can offset it.
Well, that's right. Yeah, that's true. Okay. Just trying to get, not create a problem for the neighbor.
They had 10-foot front yards, 20-foot rear yards, and
you want to find out?
Put it 5-foot setback on the side?
5 on the side. Yeah.
Is there anyone here with an interest in this site plan? Okay. Nobody here. All right.
You could defer it, and we could have the inspector go out and check to see if there's a house on 45 and 43.
We can pull it too on through the computer system and see if it's got a permit. Good permit, said.
I'd be concerned too, because I know, I'll tell you, with county engineering, it's happened, and it's somewhat, it's a lot different situation, but also to find out if there's any utilities in that.
Already there.
Yeah, because I know of a situation where there actually was a house. It was, you know, it wasn't a brand new development, but the house is put within the utilities, and it's a mess, you know, because if it's a crawl space, you know, you could have lines underneath where the crawl space is.
And if there's no building on 45, I'd want to know that 44 is foot over before I bought it.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that somehow the guy next door needs to be, of course, it's not fair, I guess, to take another foot away from him, but I'm just thinking of maintaining the, if it hasn't been developed yet, then it's, you know, buyer would know that that was the situation.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning the Mill Pond Commons at Painter Mills easement modification, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
So moved and seconded to defer action on Mill Pond Commons at Painter's Mill easement modification, lot 44, John Rowland Trail. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.